Now to a development surrounding Mitt Romney's campaign. After several days of stumbles on the trail and internal squabbling spilling into public view, Romney's campaign vowed to get back to substance today. Romney delivered a speech to a Latino group in Los Angeles today, touting his economic plan and touching on immigration. But the spotlight was stolen by a report on the website Mother Jones. The story included clips of videos apparently recorded surreptitiously at a Romney fundraiser. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins me now. And Ari, before we get to the content of these videos, what do we know about where they came from?
Well, as you say, they were uploaded initially to YouTube over the last couple of weeks and appear to have been recorded surreptitiously at a fundraiser for wealthy donors. We've not independently verified that the video is real, but they show a man who appears to be Mitt Romney speaking in Romney's voice, and no one has alleged that the videos are fake. After the short clips on YouTube were made public, the anonymous person who filmed them gave the entire video to the magazine Mother Jones, which posted much longer clips today. Mother Jones has not said when or where the video was recorded. They did say that it was taped after the Republican National Convention in Tampa. The Romney campaign released a statement neither confirming nor denying the authenticity of the video, but saying, in essence, that Mitt Romney wants to help all Americans.
So what's so controversial about what's on the clips?
Well, there's a lot that's controversial. Let me play you one excerpt that is getting the most attention. This is a little hard to discern, but I'll tell you what he says if you don't get it the first time. This is it.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what.
So just to recap there, he said 47% of Americans will vote for the president no matter what. These are people who are dependent on government, who believe they're victims, entitled to health care, food, housing. And he went on to say these are people who pay no income tax, which is true. 47% of Americans pay no income tax, but they do pay many other taxes, including payroll taxes and so on.
So, Ari, why is this such a problem for Romney?
Well, he appears to write off nearly half the American population as dependents who believe they are victims. And he said this in front of a private gathering of millionaire donors. Not the message you want to send when you're trying to fight a stereotype of yourself as an out-of-touch elitist.
And what else is in the videos?
Audie, there's a lot. At one point, he says he would have a better shot at winning the election if his father had been born to Mexican parents. You remember his father was born in Mexico, but is not Latino. He says the reason he has not attacked President Obama more aggressively is that he's trying to win over people who were Obama voters the last time. He talks about declining an invitation to do Saturday Night Live for fear that it would come across as slapstick and not presidential. He discusses why Ann Romney has not been on the trail more. A lot of stuff that he has not said in public, some of which would have caused a lot of controversy if he did say it in public and is causing controversy now.
So what about the fallout?
You know, some people are comparing this to a moment 4 years ago when President Obama was caught on tape at a fundraiser talking about people who, quote, cling to their guns and religion. 4 years later, Republicans are still talking about that. Here was Paul Ryan on the stump in Pennsylvania last month.
Remember this other time where he was caught on video saying people like to cling to their guns and their religion. Hey, I'm a Catholic deer hunter. I am happy to be clinging to my guns and my religion.
So, Audie, it's too soon to know whether 4 years from now people will still be talking about this Romney video, but needless to say, this is not what his campaign wanted the focus to be this close to Election Day.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.